This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So the one thing that really, you know, makes my episiotomy scar burn is when I hear people hyperbole or exaggerate medical, terminology. Like, man, I coughed up a lung. I'm like, man, what are you talking about? Please, you can't cough up a lung. And it drives me crazy that people say that. And I'll be like, you cannot cough up a lung. What the hell are you talking about? Really, please. Okay? You have a whole lung lobe. Okay? Your lung is comprised of multiple lobes. Okay? Can't cough up a lung. I stand corrected. Okay? Although, technically, I'm still correct. A 36-year-old man in California coughed up part of a lung while being treated for heart failure. He was admitted to the ICU with chronic heart failure. He was coughing so severely that he hacked up a piece of his lung. The unidentified patient, the case was written about in the New England Journal of Medicine. Oh, yeah. I mean, the New England Journal of Medicine is one of the top journals. They were on this, like, you know, what, glitter on glue? I don't know the term, but man. Anyway, they were receiving treatment, the guy, at the University of California San Francisco Medical Center. And he had previously been fitted with a pacemaker. Over a course of a week, the patient had progressed to coughing up phlegm and blood. During a particularly extreme bout, he ends up dislodging a piece of his bronchial tube from his right lung. Now, that to me means there's got to be a lot of underlying issues because you got smooth muscle, you got a lot of connective tissue, you got cartilage. That has to be one hell of a tear. But there is a lot of force with coughing. I mean, when I cough, I have to cross my legs so I don't pee. I used to not. I mean, I could cough and whatever, but now, man. And I know many of you, you tell me that when you cough, you fart. So there's a lot. It's okay. Hey, you know what? That's what happens. And there's a lot of force that happens with coughing. So it makes sense, you know, for those of you that got, you know, are engineers and were really good at physics. I was never good at physics. It makes sense that whenever there's a force in one direction, there's like an equal and opposite force in another direction. So the coughing farting thing makes sense because you're coughing out one direction and then your force is out the other direction. So that like makes sense. That makes sense. But in terms of coughing up a lung, so that's some sheer forcing. So they say the right bronchial tree, this is according to Fox News, consists of three segmental branches of the upper lobe, two segmental branches of the middle lobe, and then five segmental branches of the lower lobe. The medical students I teach at Toro University of Nevada just had to learn this. And I remember looking at the diagram going, say, what? I thought there were just two lungs. What? I mean, I knew there were lobes or whatever, but wow, there's like lots of little pieces and branches. But I get that. There has to be. The reason why is, if anything gets dislodged, the body doesn't want to put all its eggs in one basket. So you need to be able to access your lungs have to be able to access air by other avenues, so that's why we don't have just one port. The problem is you actually kind of do just have one port through your mouth and your trachea, which is why if you choke on food, you are screwed, you know? So, you know, when God made us, you know, I really would like to know what he was thinking when he made us. And I do. I believe it doesn't matter how much science background I have and how much I am just blown away by how brilliant nature is. I just believe that God is behind it all. You know, but I just kind of wonder when, you know, he was, you know, devising the... You know, they said what happened is he made Adam, right? He made man in his own image. Then he made Eve. And there's been a lot of controversy as to, you know, how that happened and why. You know, why would he have to make, you know, a woman? You know, you have Adam. And everyone's like, well, it was because of procreation. And, you know, but no, not entirely. There was a delay. He didn't make Adam and Eve, like, instantaneously. You know, he made Adam first. And so we thought he was like, oops. No, just kidding, just kidding. No. Because, you know, Eve did some bad things. But, you know, my guess is, you know, he was probably like, okay, you know what? I want to double do. I want to hedge. In case I screw up, let me have kind of an equal and opposite. So he makes then Eve, and Eve's like, what the hell are you doing here? And I was like, hey, baby. She said, don't hate baby me. I'm going to ghost. And then she skirts, bounces, goes over to the tree. The serpent, who was there from a day before, right? Weren't animals made the day before man? Serpent's like, man, I've been here. She's like, good. I'm so glad I could talk to somebody who's experienced. Because, man, I just met this guy. And I don't know what the hell he's doing. He's like, honey, you look like you need some carbs. Here, take some fruit. She's like, oh, isn't it forbidden? He's like, girlfriend, no carbs are allowed. Okay, she's like, you know, true that. And then she ate the forbidden fruit. Okay, anyway, so there was five. My mom yells at me whenever I mess up the Bible. I did not mess up the Bible. Read the Bible. That's what it says. Girlfriend. So the patient's trachea was subsequently intubated. The flexible bronchoscopy revealed a small amount of blood in the basilar branches of the right lower lobe. He was extubated, had no further instances of coughing up blood, but he died 1 week later, unfortunately, to complications of heart failure. So this is somebody who had some major, major issues and diseased lungs, and that's why it probably happened. So can the average person cough up a lung? No. You have plenty of lobes. Can you lose a piece? Can a piece of some of the tissue or vessels come out? Absolutely. So that's what happened here. Okay. Whew, I taught you guys something. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Facebook is still in the news. We'll tell you why Disneyland is in the news. We're also going to talk about some doctors who were some real bad boys. And a sculptor, this story kind of came out a little while ago, there's a sculptor who has been accidentally poisoning themselves while doing their art. We'll tell you what happened there. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. A dad in Ohio makes his girl walk miles to school. Why? Because she was suspended for bullying on a bus. So then you know what? You're not riding the bus. 10-year-old Kristen was suspended for 3 days from the school bus for a second time bullying offense. So Kristen's dad, Matt Cox, decided to teach her a lesson. He made her trudge to school on a cold day while he followed behind in a car. Now, the video of the father, you know, kind of punishing her and, you know, making her, you know, walk to school with her backpack and all that has kind of been now all over the internet. I think it has like 19 million views. And you just kind of see her. I mean, there's no snow on the ground or anything like that. But he basically, you know, they say it was about maybe 36 degrees, you know, temperature. And he follows behind her. This is in the town of Swanton in Ohio. And he says, bullying is unacceptable. This is my way of trying to stop it in my household. He also added, many children feel entitled to privileges, like being taken to school in the morning by car or bus. I know a lot of you parents are not going to agree with this, and that's all right. I am doing what I feel is right to teach my daughter a lesson and to stop her from bullying. So he shared it on Facebook. Now, of course, some people, they have their panties all up in a bunch. But, you know, when I look at parenting and, you know, the way we were disciplined years ago, not very fun. It hurt. Not fun at all. You know, or you go to bed without any supper, stay in your room, be locked in a room, kids would be locked in a closet, switches, belts, paddles, all sorts of stuff. So we've changed it up. But we changed it up so much in the 90s and 2000s that, and because a lot of the parents were, you know, gone and working and, you know, a lot of kids were latchkey kids or, you know, daycare or, you know, basically not really around a parent, that punishments and discipline start to go the other way where, well, you know, no one's around. And so, you know, and you know, I kind of blame for that because, you know, when I came home from work after, I don't know, a 12-hour day, and I see my kid, and I haven't seen my kid all day, and I love my kid, and I hear that he made farting sounds in school and got in trouble, I mean, I'm going to laugh, give him a hug, and talk to him about how much I miss him. I'm not going to, you know, lose any minutes of my night or personal time with him on punishment. Well, then I'm not parenting. You know, and so, you know, now, my kids still turned out fine. They don't make farting sounds anymore, so I think we did good. But, you know, so we went the other way. And so now I think we need to come up with a fine line of creative punishments. The only thing is now on social media, you have everybody and their mother giving their opinion on how you punished. So, apparently it was a 3-day school bus suspension. Apparently the girl had been bullied herself, and so now she knows to be kinder. But, you know, school buses, if I look back on when I was bullied, and oh my God, and remember, I went to 12 schools. So, it was, my folks moved around a lot. And so, once you learn how to navigate around one bully, I'd be in a new school and there would be another bully. And girls are just as mean as guys. You know, sometimes worse. And so, you know, you couldn't escape it. You'd get bullied in the bathroom, you get bullied at lunch, you get bullied. And, you know, what is that? I've been asked, where does that come from? You have a baby. The baby is just, you know, the most adorable little thing. The baby loves mama. Then the baby's around other kids. The baby's intrigued by other kids. Baby starts to play with other kids. Learns to speak. Learns to play. Learns to run. Learns to do a whole variety of things. And then all of a sudden, they just turn into the little biggest snot, you know, that you could imagine. And where in evolution, why does that happen? I mean, you know, I think it starts, of course, with brothers and sisters. These kids that are born, their first, you know, competitor is their siblings. They have to compete for the worm in the animal kingdom. They have to compete for the milk. They have to compete for a spot, you know, on mommy's underbelly. I see little kittens, right? After a mommy kitten had babies, right? The little kittens, it's feeding time, and the cats push each other away to get to mommy. And, you know, I've always found that fascinating how your first enemy in life and your first competitor who is you're competing for in life is actually your brother or sister. I find that fascinating. However, you end up living together, growing together, you seem to get over it, and it's almost a training for to be out there in real life. And so if you had an older brother, you could pretty much handle bullies a lot better than, you know, if you were the oldest child. Now, if you were the oldest child, however, you definitely got responsibility. You got, you know, so depending on where you lie, and we've talked about, you know, middle child syndrome and being the baby of the family, et cetera, there's always pros and cons. But why would, you know, kids bullying kids be so pervasive? Well, I guess competition is always there. I guess this is your learning curve. This is your time as a child to start making your place. And kids weren't considered kids in the olden days. I mean, yeah, you know, we're like children, they're whatever. But kids were like younger versions of adults. And so we may be like, oh my gosh, this is a 10-year-old kid. You know, it's just a child. Not really. In the olden days, 10-year-olds, they had to, you know, already start, you know, apprenticing and, you know, figuring out how they're going to, you know, help the family business or, you know, who they were going to marry later. And, you know, and then by 13, 14, these kids would be already, you know, having their own families. So I guess what it is, you know, we in society, we kind of baby our kids and we think that they're, you know, still children. And we might need to look at the average 8-year-old or 9-year-old or whatever as a mini, as an adolescent. You know, I mean, we change this whole preteen, teen demarcation in later centuries. But, you know, adolescence might actually start earlier. So one argument I'm making is if you have a kid that's already bullying, there may be a chance, there may be the possibility that that kid, well, one, he's a jerk, okay, and you need to stop that behavior right away. But you might need to see that the reason why that kid is bullying is because he's not being challenged. Or he's more mentally advanced or mature than we give him credit for. And, you know, they're bullying because they're among people that they don't feel are at their level. And maybe that kid needs to be around some big boys, get figuratively smacked around, not literally, but figuratively smacked around, and turned into a leader. Now, I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, this is the biggest, you know, lovey-dovey weenie thing. No, hear me out. If you have kids that are being jerks, you pluck them out, and you make them then the youngest in the class. Or you make them, you know, academically, you can still address their needs academically. But if there's somebody, then put them, if they're bullying younger people, then make them younger to the older kids. Now, some of these younger kids will bully older kids. And I see baby brother, you know, bully big brother. But big brother turns around, peacocks, and then younger brother's like, you know, I'm going to pass on this one. I'm going to wait until I grow another inch or two. But I don't know. I just think it's a thought. So good job to this dad. I mean, as long as the girl didn't get pneumonia and didn't go into rhabdomyolysis for walking multiple miles. But honestly, as parents, as educators, you know, we need to find more creative ways to teach somebody a lesson. But personally, I think that's kind of maybe the way to do it. As soon as you start seeing bullying type of behavior, you know, now, what do you do about bullying between siblings? I don't know. You know, your child getting bullied, or, I mean, you know, when we were younger, we learned how to fight. I learned how to block a punch because our, you know, we got to fight. Nowadays, it's no fighting, no fighting. So, you know, sometimes you need to be challenged. But then maybe what you need to do is you need to have it, you know, controlled. You know, put the kids in a ring, have them all, you know, with boxer and padding and, you know, protective gear, and then let them go at it. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi on the late President George H.W. Bush. She says, while on Capitol Hill this morning, he was a man of decency and honor.
President Bush preached the values of duty, sacrifice, commitment, and patriotism.
And at this hour, at a church in Houston, Texas. Another funeral service for the late Bush 41 has begun with former Secretary of State James Baker and Bush's grandson George P. Bush delivering eulogies. The late president will be laid to rest later today at the presidential library that bears his name at Texas A&M. Continued fears over U.S.-China trade relations causing big drops on Wall Street again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 700 points this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you guys have noticed that the Dow has not been looking so hot. I think at the time of this broadcast, it was down 700 points, bringing two-day losses to 1,500. And I guess there's a lot going on. All right. There was an arrest of a top Chinese executive on U.S. federal charges. There's been renewed fears of a trade war, sliding oil prices. And I guess as of 8:15 a.m. Pacific time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 708.51 points or 2.83%. I believe the losses have now negated all the gains that we had during the year. Now, this is why I'm not really in the stock market or big on that. I understand if you have a retirement account. And we only just started that about a year and a half ago. We didn't really have one because we didn't have money to put away, and we were always trying to keep the business open and pay the staff. So for a lot of us, this doesn't really apply. For many of us, oh, no, it does, and it's scary. Markets could have even been worse, but I guess they closed because of the burial of the mourning and the service for President George H.W. Bush, who was being laid to rest. So the Dow is back in the red. NASDAQ still slightly higher for 2018, but I guess Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou had been arrested on suspicion of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. Now, I'm not here to kind of talk about all the little nooks and crannies of what's been going on, but we knew that there was going to be an issue with the economy sooner or later. I just don't think any of us were ready for this now. Apparently, shock waves of the arrests have rippled around the globe. Markets in Asia, Europe, and Latin America all taking a beating. They say Boeing and Caterpillar, they stand to lose a lot in extended trade battle with China, fell the most. Price of oil fell sharply. Traders continued, they said, to put money into bonds. So that's a sign that they see weakness in the economy ahead. I have some bonds. I don't know. They don't really raise a lot of money. They don't, you know, seem to do well. But Facebook lost a lot. Their value plunged by $10 billion, we're being told. Close to $10 billion. Shares opened 2.5% down, wiping an estimated $9.5 billion off the company's $379 billion value. Why? Because documents showed that we talked about yesterday, Facebook's had aggressively pursued competitors, used its platform to cripple rivals, and leveraged developers for advertising money. That set up conflicts with regulators and politicians around the globe. And so Facebook shares have downgraded. So a lot of people have money in them. They have, you know, barely, they say Facebook will be hoping to avoid another crash after shares of the company fell by $119 billion in a day back in July. Zuckerberg saw $12 billion wiped off his value. I'm not going to go into all the nooks and crannies of what happened with Facebook, but the thing that I talk about because of, you know, my medical background and, you know, psychology background and being a business owner and, you know, just because I'm me, I'm GOAT. Can I be GOAT? Greatest of all time? Is Hundo P. Is because the one thing that scared the hell out of me during the Obamacare years and the Great Recession, and I know some of you are fans of Obama, so I won't call it the Obama years, but it just ended up happening to be roughly the same time he was in office, okay, but I'm not pointing fingers, but what was the most frightening was how nobody expected it. Now, many of us did expect it. I mean, with the arms and all the, you know, great deals people were getting on homes in the, you know, early thousands, right? They were, from 2000 to 2010, you know, or 2008. But, you know, people were like going, gosh, Dr. Dolly, look, you know, man, I'm in a $500,000 home. Look at the pictures. I'm like, oh, my gosh, the home is gorgeous. But, you know, how are you paying for that? You work at the convenience store. Where's the money coming from? They go, I didn't have to put any money down. And there's an adjustable rate mortgage. There'll be a balloon payment. I'll deal with it then. Or if not, let them kick me out. But at least I'm in a $500,000 home now. And so we saw the signs, and we knew stuff was happening. And we knew there was going to be a crash, and maybe it wasn't Obama's fault. Maybe it's just a crash was going to happen. Obamacare, that's on him. That's on him. But, you know, with the economy, I don't know if I'm convinced that it's all his fault. I think there was a lot of policies that happened even in Clinton years that could have affected it. And things that happened during Bush years. I think there's a lot. I think, you know, you can't just blame one person or one administration. But everybody was caught with their pants down. Everybody. And when we were told that we were in a recession, I remember everything seemed to be fine. patients were good. It was like a Friday. You know, and I'm watching the news, and the news is like, oh, we're in a recession. Oh, we're in a recession. This is a horrible recession. And I'm like, really? All right. You know, well, you know, my patients seem to be doing okay. You know, maybe, you know, there's certain parts of the country that are safe. All of a sudden, Monday, wow, thousands of people getting laid off. Then the next week, and it just seemed like every week, thousands of more people were getting laid off. And I'm like, this wasn't smooth. This wasn't a slow transition. This was really abrupt. And I guess that's what I kind of warn you guys with now. You know, I've told you guys there's a trifecta that has nothing to do with the trade wars and everything else going on. But there is such a push for automation. You know, and not dealing with all the employee stuff and the costs and the Obamacare and all the other stuff and, you know, insurance and workers' comp or whatever. So there's a real push for automation. I think Walmart is now going to have cleaning robots we're going to talk about later. Two is you don't have a lot of people buying, you know, in retail stores. They'd rather do it on the Internet. So why should retail stores have commercial real estate? And then three, you have baby boomers moving out of their single-family residence. And you don't have a lot of millennials and younger individuals buying single homes. So we end up having a housing glut, a commercial glut, and then later an employment glut. So we know something's going to hit. The only thing is sometimes when stock markets crumble, that could be the first sign. So not good. All right, now Sears may have a plan to save them. Remember, they had to close a whole bunch of stores? Well, apparently, there's Cyrus Capital Partners and a hedge fund run by Sears Holding Corp. They're preparing a potential joint takeover bid just to keep the bankrupt chain alive. Prospective suitors are going to try to swap debt that they hold for ownership of the stores in a so-called credit bid. And this is a 125-year-old store that maybe, you know, is destined for the path of bankruptcy, but there's been Chapter 11 filing, etc., but apparently the company hasn't been able to scrape together loans. They've started a bidding process for 505 of its remaining stores. So seeing these stores that you thought would nothing would ever happen, I remember May Company and, you know, Gemco. These were some Miller's Outpost. I don't know if these stores still exist or they've been, you know, assumed by other stores. But, you know, I think we're seeing a lot of pieces. And now with the stock market, just if, you know, any big expensive purchase you were thinking about doing, maybe hold off. If there were things you needed to do from a healthcare perspective and you think there's a chance you could be losing your job soon and your insurance, maybe get it done now. Don't put off the hysterectomy if you needed one. Don't put off the knee replacement. But you start putting things off and you lose your job and lose your health insurance, we're going to be exactly the way we were in 2010. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And these doctors were bad. We have 6 Detroit area doctors charged in a $500 million opioid scheme. This is being reported by Detroit News. 6 doctors were charged in an unsealed indictment, and I have it, I could read you, Thursday with, quote, cheating Medicare and Medicaid out of almost $500 million and fueling the nation's opioid epidemic by illegally prescribing more than 13 million doses of prescription pain medicine. This is not a highlight of our medical industry by any means. They say the dollars and drugs involved make the alleged healthcare fraud conspiracy one of the largest in Michigan history and one of the largest nationwide. Apparently, the scheme was focused within 3 pain clinics in Macomb County. They were Pain Center USA in Warren and East Point and Interventional Pain Center in Warren. Now, the three clinics were owned and operated by Dr. Rajendra Bothra, 77 years old, of Bloomfield Hills, a surgeon, humanitarian, and politician. Apparently, in 1999, Bothra, according to Detroit News, was presented with the highest civilian honor bestowed in India, known as Padma Shri. Bothra also hosted a fundraiser for President George H.W. Bush back in 88, had humanitarian efforts in India, educated people about AIDS, dangers of tobacco and alcohol, and fundraising efforts for medical equipment. So what the hell is going on here? So the other doctor's charge was Dr. Eric Bacco, 65 years old, of Bloomfield Hills, Dr. Ganil Edu, 50 years old, of Southfield, Dr. David Lewis, 41, of Detroit, Dr. Christopher Russo, 50, of Birmingham, and Dr. Ronald Kuffner, 68, of Ada. All six are in custody, expected to be arraigned, and this is a 56-count indictment. And it charges the doctors with health care fraud conspiracy, which is a 10-year felony, multiple counts of aiding and abetting health care fraud and drug crimes. Apparently, the scheme started back in January 2013 and continued until last month. It involved charging Medicare, Medicaid, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan for medically unnecessary services and equipment. The doctors also were responsible for prescribing 13,217,987 doses of opioids, including OxyContin, Vicodin, hydrocodone, and Percocet, according to the indictment. Okay, I don't understand how that number is not even. I mean, when I would write a prescription for 30 tablets, you know, you write a prescription for 30, so it would be in, numbers, of, in groups of 30, right? 30, 60. If you know, somebody said, oh, Dr. Dahlia wrote 3,000 pills, you know, prescriptions for 3,000 pills, well, 3,000 pills would then be 10 prescriptions, 100 prescriptions, right? 100 times 30, see? So it would be an even number. I don't know where the 987 came from. There's like a prime number there, a 7, so I don't know if somebody wrote 3 pills or 33 pills once. I don't know. So anyway, that doesn't add up. But, you know, this, there's a lot I want to talk about with this, so I'm going to be really, really brief. All right. First of all, I don't understand how anybody could go into medicine. And again, this they're being charged, okay? We, you know, again, you're innocent until proven guilty. And then prescribe something or do something that could put a patient at risk. So let's just talk about the writing prescriptions illegal. You know, the defendants issued more than 13 million dosage units of Schedule II opioids. So I don't have the exact details of who got what, but the average doctor doesn't take a person who's not addicted to something and talk them into becoming addicted to something. I mean, you know, now if somebody, let's say, has a major tooth abscess or a broken, you know, jaw, let's say, I'm going to be like, look, you need something for pain, you got to eat, here's some pain medication. And I'd write the 30 pills, send them to the oral surgeon. But if somebody's coming in for high blood pressure, I'm not going to talk them into a narcotic. And so there's this kind of, you know, rumor out there that doctors fueled the opioid crisis by getting people hooked that didn't need to be. Now, where a doctor could be guilty of getting somebody hooked is by not warning them that a medication is addictive. So let's say you get into a car accident and you start going through some pretty severe issues, right? And you want a pain medication. All right. You know, I tell you be careful because it could be addictive. Okay. And then you come back for a refill, you know, a couple weeks later. Well, that might happen. Okay. But then I'll be like, okay, you know what, are you still in pain? You know, what's going on here? You know, are you doing your physical therapy or your chiropractic or your OMM? Or, you know, and are you doing massage and alternating ice and heat? But then if they come back another week going, I want more, then it's my job to kind of start inquiring why or to see if there's maybe worse pathology. Now, the average doctor, though, does that. I know because I look at records. I look at records for disability exams. I look at records for a whole variety of cases. The average doctor does that. Now, is this illegal prescribing of narcotics? I'll give you $100. You just give me the prescription and pretend I'm in pain. Now, that's bad. But again, why would anybody go through all the training to get an MD or a DO just to turn around and 10, 20 years later try to make money that way? That it just doesn't make sense. Then billing Medicare or Medicaid for services you didn't do, which is what this is kind of implying. Services and equipment that was medically unnecessary. It's really hard to come up with a fake, you know, a fake illness or a fake procedure unless you actually have the patient who's the actor. I mean, you know, I mean, a scheme means this could be really, really, choreographed and strategized. You come in, you pretend you need a heart test, you get the heart test done so I could go and bill the insurance. See, to me, that's stupid because we're already overwhelmed with patients. I wouldn't have time to set up a fake patient to go and bill that. Or, you know what, I'm going to bill Medicare on you. Will you just say I did it and let me write it down on the chart? I guess somebody could do that, but that's, I mean, again, it's not worth it. Everybody knows that Medicare and Medicaid audit, it's not worth it. Now, a concern many doctors have is, well, wait a second. You know, I order ultrasounds, I order mammograms, I order in-office treadmills. Is somebody going to come in and say they were unnecessary when I say they were, and then accuse me of fraud when I didn't? This term, unnecessary, let me see if I can find the exact term they used, but medically unnecessary services and equipment. I mean, if you need a brace, I'm going to order you a brace. But if somebody goes, no, they didn't need the brace, they could have just used an ACE wrap, so you are accused of unnecessary, you know, medically unnecessary practices. Wait a second. No. I want them in a brace. I don't want them in an ACE wrap. So I'm dying to see exactly more details of this unfold because it's kind of frightening to me that you would have people that are taking care of patients that would, and so many interrelated, that's like, oh yeah, let's all do this. And again, they might have. But that's just stupid. You know, you don't go through medical school and all the trials and tribulations just to turn around and be a thief or a crook. You don't do that. Or you don't be a crook and go, you know what, I'm going to go to medical school because I think there's a legal way for me to do it. No, doctors are always under the microscope. We're a very, very, you know, highly public industry. It's not, you know, very easy to do something under the radar. So it doesn't make sense for anybody that wants to do illegal stuff to do it as a doctor.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.